With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Add Germany to the list of countries experiencing a governmental shakeup. The German chancellor loses a confidence vote, setting up an early election in February. Correspondent Karen Shamos reports.
Scholz won support of 207 lawmakers in the 733-seat lower house, or Bundestag, while 394 voted against him and 116 abstained. That left him far short of the majority of 367 needed to win. Scholz leads a minority government after his unpopular and notoriously rancorous three-party coalition collapsed on November the 6th. Leaders of several major parties then agreed that a parliamentary election should be held on February the 23rd. Germany's president must now decide whether to dissolve parliament and call the election. I'm Karen Shamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, the de facto leader of Syria says all armed factions will be dissolved under the new administration.
Mr. Shara led the rebel offensive that toppled the Assad regime and now appears to be laying down the ground rules for the future of Syria. No unauthorized arms, though the nature of the new Syrian army is as yet unclear. But Mr. Shara insisted there would be no mandatory military conscription except for certain specialist groups and then only for short periods. The semi-autonomous Kurdish administration in northeastern Syria has already called for an end to fighting and a comprehensive national dialogue with the new rulers in Damascus.
President Trump says he'd consider pardoning New York City Mayor Eric Adams, who's facing federal corruption charges. Trump told reporters at a Mar-a-Lago news conference he believes Mayor Adams was treated pretty unfairly, and he said he predicted that he would be indicted after his strong statements about illegal immigrants in New York City. This is SRN News. Christians give more.
A new report from the American Bible Society indicates that believers who are serious about their faith are more apt to donate to their church and to charities than less engaged people of faith and the population as a whole. ABS has released a statement saying, quote, "People who consistently read the Bible and live by its teachings are more likely to give. They also give far more." The survey also finds that poorer people actually give a higher percentage of their income. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With anti-Semitism surging around the country, the White House has announced what it calls the first ever national strategy to counter what the left refers to as Islamophobia. The proposal from the lame duck administration details more than 100 possible steps to curb what the Biden administration calls discrimination against Muslims and Arabs. Officials worked on the plan for months, and they released it just 5 weeks before Biden is out. This is SRN News. 2024 was a big year for Bitcoin, and states could see a crypto policy blitz in 2025 in spite of some risk. We hear more from correspondent Julie Walker.
The new year will usher in the Bitcoin-friendly administration of President-elect Donald Trump and an expanding lobbying effort in state houses that together could push states to become more open to crypto and for public pension funds and treasuries to buy into it. Only a couple of public pension funds have invested in cryptocurrency. Lawmakers in more states can expect to see bills in 2025 to make them crypto-friendly, as analysts say the commodity is becoming a powerful lobby. But critics say crypto's risks are significant. I'm Julie Walker.
Amtrak set an all-time ridership record in 2024 with nearly 33 million passengers. More details at SRNnews.com.